Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crazy. Good morning and welcome in to Mark in the Morning. We are one member short. Andrew's having his butt checked. Mikey has come in to be here, and we're going to be going down. Chick on the street. I'm sorry. Chick in the cheeks.
There it is.
Katie is going to be down there with Andy. We'll take you through the entire thing. But before we do anything, when was the last time you heard play that funky music, white boy? Well, as I said, Andrew is out having a colonoscopy. He has his regularly because he is at risk due to family members who have had a prior history. So we'll guide you through all of that. Birthday card, very special for a 16-year-old boy. And bad, really bad puns today, Gina. Got to support the comedy.
Oh, perfect.
Really bad puns for Andy's colonoscopy. And so we'll jump into that. Plus, had a little bit of a snip with the wife this weekend. I'll mention that to you when we come back. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Let's go to Wes. He's calling from Lake Elsinore. Good morning, Wes.
Morning.
Wes. Well, good. Wes has a joke, and Wes, you know that I'm fairly judgmental when it comes to the jokes. I'm going to give you a little hint before you share your joke, okay? Tell it quickly.
In and out.
And don't suck.
Oh, you want me to go ahead?
Louder, faster, funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, a guy comes home from work, finds his daughter in bed with the Mexican kid down the street. Oy. He says, "What the hell is this?" She says, "The teacher told us to go home and do an essay."
That's Jackie.
Jackie.
I thought it was funny. Come on, guys. You've heard worse.
No, listen. I actually liked it, Wes. Where did you hear that?
Oh, God, I don't know. Since I was a kid, I could remember jokes that whenever I hear them, if they're any good, I remember them.
All right. Well, listen, well done. What do you do for a living?
I'm a concrete contractor.
Nice. Married with kids?
Well, I've got 6 grandkids.
Wow.
Jesus.
That didn't answer the question and yet totally answered the question.
Yeah. So I'm assuming by your answer that you used to be married with kids?
Oh, I'm still married. Still got kids. They just got kids of their own.
Okay. And how many grandkids do you have?
6.
Wow.
Jesus. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, all 6 of them.
Oh, good answer. How old are they? What's the age range?
I range from 21 to 7.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 61.
Jesus, I don't have... Good Whoa. God. When did you start? At 10?
He became a grandfather at 40.
Well, when I met my wife, she had 2 daughters, and they're my daughters because I raised them.
So, Wes, you and the wife been married how long?
Going on 40 years.
Wow.
All right, tell us all the key to a happy marriage.
Oh, just letting each other be who you are and never make any judgments against each other. Mm. I mean, I am who I am, she is who she is, and we kind of meet in the middle.
Do you still have sex face to face?
Oh, my God.
Hey, whenever possible.
And, Wes, before I let you go, give me the one most important ingredient into making good concrete.
A good mix.
Now, you got concrete in there, and then you put sand in it, and then, of course, water, right?
Well, no, you have cement, sand, gravel, and water. That makes concrete.
Mm. And you've got to have a good mixture of all those pieces.
Yeah. You have to. Just got going through a crap streak here on a job because the concrete company sent it too wet. There's different things you can do with it. Like I was building a wall, and they send it out wet, and it just runs like mud instead of stacking like dirt.
You're speaking German. I don't understand any of this, but that's okay. Whenever I need concrete, I call you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Wes, you're a good man. I appreciate you listening, and we thank you for calling.
Hold on. Talk to Jackie for your tickets.
Wait, sure. we're not done with concrete talk, are we? It's too early.
More concrete talk coming at 7. So, yeah, Kiss is going to be featured in another Scooby-Doo cartoon. The animated feature contains 6 classic Kiss songs, plus a new one with the voices featured Kevin Smith, Darius Rucker, Gary Marshall, and Penny Marshall.
You wanted the best! You got the best!
An all-new Scooby-Doo original movie. The legendary rock and roll band Kiss. The Star Child.
Gary Marshall's voice is in this.
The Catman. The Spaceman. Meets the legendary Dog.
I'm here for the funnel cake.
Witch! Get me the hottest mystery solvers in the world.
Why, that was well done.
I do love a Scooby-Doo.
This is going to be fantastic. Wait, who's playing Shaggy?
I don't know, but I was watching the trailer, and it's odd because, of course, Casey is no longer with us. And it's kind of like when Mel Blanc passed away and they started bringing. It's just not the voice.
Same, yeah.
They do a good job, but it's just not the voice. And it was kind of hard.
But for sheer nostalgia's sake, will you check this out?
Mm. Of course. No, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, I will sit down and enjoy a Scooby-Doo at any time, anywhere. And look, when Kiss joins Scooby-Doo in hijinks and shenanigans, it's got to be good.
Yeah. Really?
Mikey.
Kiss ruins everything.
Wait, why is Danny laughing at Mikey?
Because he's like, Kiss.
Kiss sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect. They have some good songs.
No, but, none taken.
But they haven't done anything good in like 30 years.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They brought football back to L.A.
Oh, that's true. All right, I'm back.
They sell caskets with their name on it. I've been to many, many Kiss concerts, and all I can say is Mikey might be right.
I've been to way too many, too, and yes, I think I am.
Gene Simmons, what do you have to say about this?
Every band that says that they hate fame is lying, okay? They're doing it because they want to get laid and they want to get rich, just like me. It's the best job in the world, and anybody that says that fame is, it's lonely at the top, they're lying, okay? Go dig a ditch and tell me how good you like that job, okay? Learn to say it. You want fries with that? See how you like that for a while.
Kay. Good for him. Keep Kay. It real.
We're going to take a break, Kay.
Okay.
Be back right after this, Kay.
Okay.
Andy is getting his colonoscopy today. There's a great reason that everybody should do this, and we'll go and school you through every bit of it. Chick on the street is down there. I'm sorry. Chick in the cheeks.
Thank you.
Is down there, and we're going to have some really bad pun fun with this, so get ready. So we're doing this thing where we're putting listeners' pictures up on markinthemorning.com. And we got one over the weekend. Tristina is her name. She's got to be a professional model because she is tattooed and just smoking hot. I'm going to get her photograph up. And Danny, we got to get
the... Are you sure you're going to put that up?
I'm definitely going to put this up.
All right.
Because we've got... one that can for sure go is her just looking at the camera,
but
she included some of her model shots, and there's one of her butt.
Mm-hmm.
She put a I Love Mark in the Morning over her butt. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get that one cleared because that's just too good.
It really is. I'm not debating that. I just want to stay on the air as long as possible.
Well, we'll get it cleared. You know, we're not going to break any laws. Gina, your weekend, please.
I had a great weekend. Friday, I had a lovely romantic dinner on the beach with my guy. And then my dad joined the girls' brunch club yesterday. He took me and my 7 best friends to brunch. It was adorable. He wore a little shirt with a little sweater over it. And it was, oh my God, it was so cute. We had such a great time. And then I went and did Corolla. I binge watched Mad Men as much as I could to catch up for the finale. I'm not caught up. So if anyone ruins it, I will find you. I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
It's going to be hard.
I know. I know.
It is. Look, once I was, I'm a huge Auburn college football fan. Auburn is my team. And Auburn was one year, this was late 80s, they were undefeated and about to play Alabama for the championship, SEC championship. I went and made a Mark and Brian appearance. I must stop at the grocery store, get chips, chili, and beer because I VHS'd the game. And I'm going to watch it. So I'm checking out. And I heard the cash register guy talking to another one. He goes, can you believe Bama came out in the last second and beat him? I wanted to kill everybody. The whole thing was screwed.
Oh, no.
My entire night was screwed because of a cash register guy at the freaking grocery store.
No, it is not his fault.
It's his fault. You should have gone directly home.
Jackie, your weekend, please.
Well, I kind of followed in Andy's footsteps and had a boring ass weekend. I mean, I binge watched some Netflix. There's a new series that I started watching.
Which one? Series?
It's called Grace and Frankie.
Oh,
it's is it good?
It's well, their husbands are lawyers and business partners, and they end up leaving their wives for each other. So the two wives move in together.
So we
had a similar weekend.
Yeah. Okay. And let's see. Saturday, I went to a party, and the party was good. Loved the people that threw it, but gosh, the food was horrible, and it was really
the worst.
Yeah, I just ate a lot of chips that day. otherwise, that was pretty much it.
Mikey.
All right. My embarrassment continues because we watched 50 Shades of Grey on Friday.
Oh my God, Mikey.
Sorry. Mikey. It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Wait, quick question for you. Did the castration hurt?
It did. But redeemed, I got to go buy a car on Saturday. Oh. So went down.
Where'd
to,
you go?
Frontier Toyota.
Todd Donahoe.
Yeah, I got the red carpet thanks to Todd. It was awesome. It was cool. Great place, too.
Did you get the Donahoe deal?
I got the Donahoe deal. I did.
Just tell him Donahoe sent you?
Yeah. You say his name. I mean, it's like red carpet, really. Ooh. I mean, they give you anything you want, anything you want to drink. I don't think they had alcohol, but they probably would have given it to me. I got another Prius. I had a 2011. I upgraded to a 2015.
Ooh.
Are you digging it?
Yeah, it's awesome. Major improvements from 4 years ago. So, yeah, it's a great car.
All right, so Linda and I, we did typical stuff. I went to the movie, as I told you, and we were driving back Sunday morning. We had breakfast. We went and got our car washed, and then we're driving back. And we're just kind of talking. And it was one of those conversations where it was a little snippy for no real reason. It was just like she would make a statement or something, and I would go, oh, I see. And then I would give an opinion about it, and then she would go, well, no, that's not the way it is. It was just like that. So I decided, look, I don't want this to turn into a day of silence. I'm not going to, you know. So we're driving down the road, and on the radio comes a Commodore song. And so I start talking about the Commodores and how much I like them, and I've never really heard much of this song. And then Linda chimes in, Brick House. That's their biggest hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, no, it's not. Their biggest hit were their ballads. And she goes, well, no, Brick House was. So it was that. So
you guys are fighting over Brick House.
Look. I spent 15 years of my career as a music director, and you're going to tell me that Brick House, when I know for a fact it isn't. So I get home, and I went straight to the internet, and I looked it up, I printed it out, and then I highlighted it.
Oh, passive-aggressive, Mark.
I'm sorry. She decided to take a stance in an area where she is incorrect, and it bugs me. And then she comes outside. I had just finished highlighting it, and I took it outside to her. And I went. Three times a lady. Number one.
Wow.
Still. Number one. Sail On. Number four. Easy Like Sunday Morning. Number four. Brick House. Number five. Eat it!
Wow.
But then it entertained me. And by the way, it wasn't a fight. It was just a friendly. She giggled at the fact that I went as far as to print,
to print
the thing
out and
out.
Highlight. Mm. By the way, in unrelated news, this is the first Commodore-related argument in 30 years.
But I just find it unique, the stuff that we can snip about as couples. Mm. You know, this wasn't a big, big fight. This was just a little disagreement, and it got into my kitchen.
Actually shows what a great relationship you have, because some people that story would have ended with a divorce lawyer, but you guys just laughed about it.
We had to.
It didn't escalate.
Yeah, luckily. Well, I went to the... Look, whenever you find yourself going to the internet to prove your point in your relationship, it's not healthy. It's not good.
Well,
however...
Yeah.
Are you sure the fight's over? I mean, did Linda... I mean, it could still be festering in her head.
No, I'm giving Skeeter all the credit on this, because if I walked into a kitchen where somebody had highlighted their answer to show me that I was wrong, I would have gone crazy. So this is completely Linda for squashing this beef.
Okay, Linda just walked in. She just said, Gina supports you in this.
Okay, well, first of all, you told it wrong.
I didn't tell it wrong. What is your version of it?
Coming home from the car wash, you were the one that wanted to argue about everything.
That is not true. I gave in several times because I didn't want to argue.
Secondly, mm-hmm. I did not say that the Commodores Brick House was their number one hit. I said it was their most popular hit. Because, like, my kids, they don't know Three Times a Lady, but they know Brick House.
Okay, I understand the point.
Very good point. Yep.
No, when you say popular, how is it those two songs went to number one and Brick House only to number five?
I don't care, but that's the one that they play at parties.
Yeah,
that's the one
that's a
party
starter.
Everybody knows.
They don't play, they don't play easy like this Sunday morning.
Wait. Let me just be clear. I just want to make sure I understand. Not talking to you right now, Skeeter. Mm-hmm. Mikey, mm-hmm. Gina, yep. Jackie, and yep. I'm assuming Danny. Am I to assume that you guys are supporting Skeeter in this?
I am. Jackie does support Skeeter. And especially because Skeeter loves funk, you should already know Brick House was going to be number one in her book.
Well, and that's the thing. She's absolutely right. I don't care either how easy like a Sunday morning beat out Brick House. Breakhouse is a way more popular song.
Yeah, and technically, Mark, you gave us the wrong wording. You made it towards, you know, to make it sound better for you.
Yes.
So, you know, she wins.
Sail On, number four. Still, number one. Three Times a Lady, number one. Brick House, number five. My point is made.
But there's no denying that, but it's the most popular.
Right.
I'm arguing with five people. Yeah. I've had it with every one of you. And we must do business. Remain where you are. Hey, Skeeter, good to see you so early.
Uh-huh. And I'm right and you're wrong.
See, that's the thing with her. It doesn't matter what the point is. She wants to be the winner and she needs me to be the loser.
And
but I got
you are the losers.
Yes, Skeeter.
Twice.
Three times a lady.
Oh, it is very much time for a commercial break.
Yes.
Let's do it. What do you say we find out what's trending? Here is Miss Gina Grad.
Well, filmmaker Danny Boyle is planning on making a sequel to the 1996 hit film Trainspotting. Actors John Hamm and Jennifer Westfeld have officially split after 18 years together. And here's what's trending in sports. This is going to make Mikey very, very sad. The Angels lost to the Dodgers 7-5 at Angels Stadium yesterday. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we take a walk down memory lane with Katie, who's at Andy's colonoscopy. But first, a little Tom Petty. This is Mark in the Morning.
We are moments away from Chick in the Cheeks. Andy Chandley is getting his colonoscopy, and we're going to run you through it, speak with Andy, speak with the doctor, hopefully hear Katie scrub up, and then Katie goes into the room with Andy when they give him the propofol. And there's a fear from people that when they go under the propofol, they make admissions of things. They confess to stuff. And Andy is really freaked out about that.
We're going to find out where the gold is buried in the backyard.
Let's go to Tom. Tom has called from L.A. He has a colon joke. Jackie, are we good to go here?
Yep.
Okay. She sounded strong, so I'm not going to question it. Tom, go ahead as we celebrate Andy's colonoscopy. Go ahead and tell us your colon joke.
Well, I was just wanting to make sure you guys were looking for colon jokes, but I'm worried that you're going to use the dump button.
Oh, no.
Wow,
oh,
that was okay. Come on. Gosh.
Okay. Tom, out of interest, did you write that one yourself?
I didn't have to use a pen, Mark. It formed itself in my brain involuntarily. Uh-huh.
That's sorry.
All right. No.
I can redeem.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Did you know that having a colonoscopy is a gateway to gambling?
No.
Because once a year, the night before, all you do is shoot craps.
Uh-huh.
I liked it.
I liked the first one.
That's a good one.
I'm not laughing, but I appreciate it.
What was it somebody once said? I'm laughing inside.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, listen, those are not only do we appreciate the effort, they were also topical because of Andy's colonoscopy. Gina is going to reach deep up inside her
colonoscopy.
Booty box.
I love that, but I don't think I'm eligible. I'm so recently won something. Can I take that time and trace you, Mark?
I think that's a fair trade, yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Long ago had a gambling night at the Normandy Casino with your former partner at the other station. My mother was there. She's since passed. When we were leaving, Hugh happened to come out. And Hugh asked my mom, so did you have a good time? And my mom's reaction was essentially, who is this stranger talking to me? You were unfazed. I introduced you. You asked your question again. And there was never a hint of, I'm the guy who's running this place. I'm the star of the show. I'm Mr. Mark. I'm the man. There was none of that. It was just two people talking. And I love you for that.
Then it couldn't have been
Thank
Mark.
Well, Tom, that is very kind of you to say. And let me go. I've noticed a couple of listeners doing this. It is perfectly okay to say Brian and to say KLOS. You can do that.
Well, I'll try.
Well, Tom, listen, you're kind to share that story. I'm sorry about your mom passing. That is one of the hardest things to have to go through is putting down a parent. But the very best to you. Thank you for your kind memory, and thank you for listening to us here.
Thank you, too, Mark. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Now, as we get ready for... Oh, by the way, is Katie there? Let's pull... Katie, you there?
Katie!
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, what is happening at this point?
I'm still in the waiting room. They're prepping him. I can try to find out any info. Chris is going to ask some stuff.
Well, tell you what, when you're ready to talk with a doctor, let us know. We do want to get some information from him about. Here's something that you may not know. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in this country.
Oy.
I did not know that. Until I looked at that.
Well, and to brighten things up a little bit, screening for colon cancer could prevent as many as 50,000 colorectal cancer deaths a year. So please get screened.
Yeah, the crazy thing, I had mine done, and they say that when you do it, they always are going to find polyps, but that they're looking for the ones that could be cancerous, and they remove those. I got lucky. I had never had one, and I was tardy. I was 55 when I got my first one, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to do it at 50. I had no polyps at all. I don't have to go back for a decade.
Ooh, look at you.
Because it's not the procedure. I'm telling you, the procedure itself, you're out. That's nothing. The tough part, and we'll talk with Andy about it, is drinking that stuff that cleans you out to get you ready. Dude, it is 24 hours of just going to the bed. You might as well just sit on the toilet and let it happen.
Are you sore after from?
No.
Oh, no?
No. There is one funny thing the nurse told me as I was waiting to go in. She said, now, listen, when you come out, you're going to feel like you have to go to the bathroom. You don't. When we're doing the procedure, we're blowing air up into your colon. So you have a lot of gas. Feel free just to let it out.
Oh, God.
So they woke me up and they brought Linda in. And I'm still goofy from the propofol. And I just started firing them off. Linda was, what are you doing? Oh, my God, Mark. And I pointed the nurse and I said, she said I could. So it would be so funny if when Andy comes out, if Katie is in there with him, that he's doing that. Because you do. You have to just. Let it. You have to get rid of it.
Oh, man, this is going to be a rough show.
Our phone number here is 888-696-1003. Andy Chanley is going to get his colonoscopy today. This is Mark in the Morning. Welcome back in, Mark in the Morning. Our phone number up in here is 888-696-1003. Andy is out getting a colonoscopy today. We're all about it this hour. It's going to start taking place. We're going to check in real quickly with Corey, who is at the location. Corey, can you hear us?
This is Katie, but I can hear you.
Chicken the cheeks.
All right. Well, so, Katie, we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants as to exactly when this is going to happen. But right now it's time for bad really bad pun fun. Yeah. So at some point today, we're all about Andy's colonoscopy. Andy is going to sit down with the doctor, and that interview is going to be very probing. All right, I'm going to add some. Now, even though we're all about the colonoscopy, we are still going to give you content. We're going to give you stories and jokes and that. And whenever we get a chance, we're just going to shove it in there.
Hey,
there. That's what it needed. It's better. That's what it needed.
It needed an auga horn.
Yeah, and for example, we've got a batch of, you know, it's the week. Let Katie recover from
that. That one was so funny.
That was it was the weekend, and we had a big batch of really stupid criminal stories, so when we get a chance, we're going to go deep into that.
Oh, is that another one?
Stop reinforcing this behavior, as my therapist right. would say.
In fact, I'll just do one right now. There was a poll taken. And people were asked their favorite planet. Can you guess what America's favorite planet
don't
is?
Don't do it, Mark. Don't do it. Wait. Don't do it.
Uranus. So,
why are these so entertaining to me?
So, Chicken the Cheeks is down there with Andy. It is all about the colonoscopy. We are going to share some serious information about why it is Andy is doing this and why you should do it. And then, of course, we have some fun. Katie is actually going to go into the room with Andy during the moments they're giving him the propofol. And then she has to get out for the procedure. But yes, all of that is this hour. It's all just around the corner. Remain where you are. We're going to shove you some Led Zeppelin here. This is...
Didn't make any sense.
Good stuff. But this is better. It is time now for Jackie's Word of the Day.
All right. So the first word I have on this list for Jackie is library.
Okay. I can always tell when my son isn't telling the truth. He doesn't lie very good.
The next word, deliver.
The doctor told me to cut back on the tequila because it's bad on deliver.
Ice chest.
Don't get mad at me, okay, Ese? I's just playing with you.
And finally, jalapeno.
Mama's so nosy, she's always jalapeno business.
Yes.
I love those too much. All right, let's go ahead and jump into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's brought to you by Bristol Farms. More organics, more local, more service.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Yipper, let's crack this thing open. Andy's Classic... Speaking of cracking things open, what an appropriate day.
Oh, wow. Well played.
Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday. It is... No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Off to an auspicious start. Yeah. It's September the 8th, 2015. Here's a quiz for you kids. 50 years ago today, an ad in Variety announces auditions for a new musical/comedy group named The Monkees. Whom of the following is not considered for this band? Is it Stephen Stills, who forms Buffalo Springfield later, Danny Hutton, who goes on to be in Three Dog Night, singer-songwriter Paul Williams, Lovin' Spoonful's John Sebastian, or super creep Charles Manson? The answer is coming very soon, so stay tuned. While you're figuring on that, let's look at President Gerald R. Ford's busy day in rock history. This day in 1974, he pardons Richard Nixon for his federal crimes, but that's not what gets him in the Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's what he does 2 years later on this date in 1976. He allows his son, Stephen Ford, to entertain Peter Frampton at the White House.
Oh.
This is great. He has Peter Frampton there. Through the Freedom of Information Act, you can actually see the itinerary online if you want to find it. It shows that the rocker dines with the Fords, and then later, he returns to the residence to watch television with them. I give a week's pay to be a fly on the wall for Peter Frampton watching TV with the Fords. They either watch...
Keeping your head above water, making a way with you
with me.
Temporary layoffs. Good times. Easy credit rip-offs. Good times. Scratching and surviving. Good times.
They either watch Good Times on CBS, this is the real lineup, I looked it up, or over on ABC, they could have watched... The Bionic Woman.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Nothing on NBC?
Yeah, it was a movie of the week, I think. Mm. Yeah, sorry about that. That's anyhow, moving on.
I was crying when I met you, but now I'm trying.
21 years ago today, Aerosmith wins MTV Video of the Year for Crying. It's their first bid to feature Alicia Silverstone.
Yes.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yes.
21, a baby born the night Aerosmith wins the award for crying can buy alcohol today, which makes you want to buy a little bit of alcohol. Oh, yeah.
I left alone.
Iron Maiden.
My mind was blank. I needed time to...
I'm playing Iron Maiden. We're just going to soak in this for a second.
What did I see? Can I believe?
There he is.
That what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy.
Bruce Dickinson singing there. 13 years ago today, Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson begins a new career as an airline pilot.
Huh?
Yeah, he can fly planes. He went to work for Astraeus Airlines out of London, but Bruce returns to the band later. In fact, he flies the band's jet on their 2008 tour. Nice. Finally, 12 years ago today, David Bowie puts on the first interactive concert where his performance is beamed into 21 movie theaters around the world, and he answers questions, takes requests from the viewers in different theaters. I wonder how many requests he gets for this song, The Laughing Gnome.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps
behind me. I like this song, don't you, Andy?
It's so good.
And there was a little old man with a scarlet and gray shuffling away.
50 years ago today, as I said at the beginning, an ad in Variety announces auditions for a new musical/comedy group called The Monkees. Whom is not considered for the band? Stephen Stills, Danny Hutton, Paul Williams, John Sebastian, or Charles Manson? What's your answer, Gina?
I very much want it to be Charles Manson, but I'm going to say Stephen Stills.
Stephen Stills. Okay, who do you think was not?
I know it was Stephen Stills, so I'm going to say it was not Charles Manson.
The answer is Charles Manson.
That's for the best.
Stephen Stills was, he did audition for it. He was considered for it. Bad teeth.
Oh,
yeah, bad. He did not have TV teeth.
Interesting. And he wasn't one of the British ones.
No, so. I'm telling you, TV Teeth is a great name for a band if you're starting one today. TV Teeth. But can you imagine Charles Manson? Yeah, Charles Manson was not.
It's probably for the best.
It's for the best. He was not given a run through. Can you imagine him, though, as a monkey? Cheerful enough to be a monkey?
God.
Well, can you imagine the monkeys playing us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule? You are listening to Mark in the Morning.
Let's go to Jackie. Did we lose the joke on one?
Yeah, we did.
Bummer. Wanted to do a joke. All right, doesn't matter. There is a new mom. Her name is Jade Ruthven. She has a 6-month-old child, and she is involving herself in modern parenting. She basically posts on social media everything her daughter does.
I hate her already.
Her first word, her losing her tooth, whatever it is. So one of her friends sent her the following letter on social media, and it's unsigned, by the way. I'm going to read the letter, and then you tell me what you think. Quote, I have gotten together with a few of the girls, and we are all so over your running commentary of your life and every single thing Addie does. Look, we all have kids that we are besotted with. Guess what? Every parent thinks their kid is the best ever, but we don't ram it down everybody's neck. She wears a new outfit. We'll take a photo and send it privately to the person who gave it to her, not to everyone. She crawls off the mat. We don't care. She's 6 months old. Big deal. Stop and think. If every mother posted all that crap about their kid, I'm sure you'd get over it pretty quickly as well. We can't wait for you to get back to work. Maybe you won't have time to be on Facebook so much.
Damn.
Addie is gorgeous and we all love her, but our kids are great too. I guess you are just pissing a lot of people off with your Addie this and Addie that. We all thought it might ease off after the first month, but it didn't. Not everybody is interested as you are about what Addie does, so give us all a break. We're doing this to let you know what people are really saying.
Nice.
Danny, did you just say nice?
No, I did.
Yeah.
You people are horrible.
I agree.
You agree with that the woman's posting too much, or you agree with the way they went about telling her?
The way they went about telling her. I mean, you can go ahead and leave your comments in the comment section, but look, my cousin Holly, I know you're listening. Sorry, but I'm sick of it.
At least you had what it took to tell her and put your name on it. These anonymous ladies, that was pretty low.
I'm kidding. No.
No, you're not.
Never mind.
Postmarks. All right, look, I am so not, I was never that kind of a parent. I parented my kids, but I would never take all of these, and I see them. I see people posting everything their kid does. So I do believe the woman needed to be called out, but that was a pretty starkly rude letter.
But why? Why does she need to be called out? Just unfriend her or mute it or block it? I think these ladies were unbelievably out of line. This woman has her first kid. She's excited. And I thought it was a very telling line when they said, our kids are special too. Well, then post more about your kids. No. She's not talking about your kid. She's talking about her kid.
Don't you want to have private moments with your kids? Like that?
I probably would, but if she doesn't, who cares? It's her kid.
No. Look, I've got a friend, name is Sharon, beautiful woman. She's a model. We lived together platonically in Birmingham. And so now Sharon's living off in Illinois, and she's this person. She sends a Christmas card every year with a 7 or 8 page letter.
No.
With updating I got her on the phone. We were talking. I said, Sharon, listen, obviously I speak very rudely to Sharon, and she thinks it's funny. I said, Sharon, listen, nobody wants to read that crap about your family for 7 pages, maybe a paragraph. And she'll go, oh no, everybody tells me how much they love. No, they don't love it. Nobody can read 7 typed pages of garbage that your family goes through. Nobody cares. Nobody wants just a paragraph at best. Yeah. So if you're that person, stop that.
But I think there's still a way you told her that's different than the way these women told this mom.
Yes.
If you were like, look, honey, nobody wants to see it. Just take that for what it's worth.
At least sign the letter.
Yeah.
Put your name on it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that. All right, real quickly, let's go to Nick. He's called from Van Nuys. He has a penguin joke. Nick, oh, no. This better be good. You're on. Nick.
Do we have the phones on?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear my own echo. Jackie, did we lose Nick?
Hello?
Nope, there he's on the line.
There he is.
Hi. Okay. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
What about me saying your name Nick didn't make you want to respond?
My name's Mick, like Jagger.
Oh, Lord.
Good job, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, you said that. No, you said I'm off. All right, Mick, how old are you?
I'm 54.
Nice. Where you sound 18.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I take care of myself. I go to the gym and stuff.
Actually, it kind of sounds like Mikey.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Mick, so you have a good penguin joke, right?
I have a penguin joke. Are you ready?
All right, before you tell it, Jackie, is this arable?
Yes, it's arable.
Okay. Go ahead, Mick. And now here's Mick with a penguin joke.
Okay, this truck driver is driving down the road, and he's got a load of penguins in his truck. And he sees a hitchhiker, and he thinks, well, I'm going to pick him up. So they're driving along, and they're getting along really good with each other. So the driver tells him, hey, I'm kind of tired. I'm going to stop at a motel and take a nap. Do you think you can take these penguins to the zoo? And the guy goes, sure, no problem. So the guy goes in the motel, and the hitchhiker takes the penguins. About 4 hours later, he comes back with all the penguins, and they're wearing sunglasses. And the truck driver goes, hey, I thought I asked you to take these guys to the zoo. And the guy said, I did. And we had such a great time, I thought we'd all go to the beach.
Yeah. Mick, we enjoyed that 2 weeks ago when I told it. So, Mick, I want you to learn from me. Watch this. Now, I'm going to change the joke, but notice how I speed it up. You ready?
I'm sorry.
All right, here it is. A guy's driving his car down the road and is filled with penguins, and a cop sees him, so he pulls him over and he says, listen, you can't have these penguins here like this in your car. You need to take them to the zoo. So the guy drives off. The next day, the cop sees the same guy driving the convertible with the same penguins, and they're wearing swimsuits, and the cop pulls him over and he goes, I told you to take these penguins to the zoo. And he goes, I did. We had such a great time. We're going to go to the beach.
Well, at least I tried.
That was great, Gina.
I'm sorry,
Mick. Start again. What did you say?
No, I'm really glad you're back on the air. I've always enjoyed your show, and it's great to hear you back on.
Thank you. I rip you a new one, and you compliment me. So, Mick, are you married with kids?
Yes, I'm married. I have a 22-year-old stepdaughter and a 6-year-old son.
Wow. Oh, God. You're how old? 54, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, and you've got an infant almost in the house. Yeah. That is nuts.
I know, but he's great. He's a great boy.
Oh, great, but he's 6, and you're going to be dead soon. This is nuts to live in your existence.
This is why I go to the gym.
Mark, do we give Mick some mercy tickets on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. What do we... We actually have a couple of new things this week. Oh, there we go. Yes and Toto at the Greek, Brian Williams at the Greek, Jackson Brown at the Greek, Counting Crows at Verizon Wireless. What do you like?
What was the Brian... What?
Brian Wilson at the Greek.
Of the Beach Boys.
You know what? Yes.
You got it. A pair of tickets to see Brian Wilson at the Greek Theater on June 20th. Tickets on sale now.
And
wow,
Mick,
that's awesome. Thanks.
Very welcome.
So we're about to play a song, Mick, but listen now. Hear me, and again, I mean it. When you're telling a joke that people have heard 500 times, quick, you got to say it fast. Get to the punchline before they do.
Well, I'm a little nervous.
Mick, there's no reason to...
Another one.
No. I want to hear from you again. But look, I love you. I thank you for listening, and I really thank you for calling. Talk to you soon.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Well, today we have a special edition of Chick on the Street. She is Chick in the Cheeks.
Yep.
Andrew is gonna have his colonoscopy. Katie is with Andy right now. Good morning, Andy.
How's it going, man? This is weird being on the other end of this. hearing the Katie theme from this end, this is crazy.
So how brutal was the, because I can only remember the drinking of the fluid, the 24 hours that you have to do that. And having gone through it, I don't think I would dread it as much as I did the first time, not knowing what it, but was it brutal?
It's the worst part of this. It's so nasty. I'm pooping dust right now. But all day yesterday, the hardest part of it, really the hardest part, I don't even mind being on the toilet. I could do that all day long. It's the drinking of that stuff.
Saline.
It's polyethylene glycol. Ugh. It makes the water, you know, like thicker than water, more viscous, and you got to drink that, and it just, you know, pushes it through like a Roto-Rooter.
Mm-mm.
And it's so revolting to choke that stuff down. But hey, I had all the chicken consomme I wanted yesterday. So I was...
Yeah, you know, that for me, this was the single worst part. You get up the morning of, and you can eat all the Jell-O you want. You can drink something. I forget what. You just can't eat any real food. And my biggest meal of the day is lunch. And when I couldn't have lunch, I didn't start drinking the stuff until like 4. So that 3-hour period where I couldn't have lunch and I hadn't eaten, I was going to kill somebody.
Do not get in the way of Mark Thompson's lunch.
But once I started drinking the stuff, but look, here's the point. Yes, it's a hassle. It really is. It's an inconvenience. But I didn't know until I started reading the stuff. Colon cancer is the number 2 cancer killer in the United States. And especially when you can do what Andy is doing today and prevent your own death.
Yeah. And I'm 46. Technically, you're not supposed to start this till you're 50 if you are of average risk. But, you know, I had family members that had some risk. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Fisher, hopefully, before all this happens. I was of higher risk. And it's a good thing I went because, as we'll discuss with him, found some things. And the thing with colon cancer is if and I'm no expert, I'm no doctor, I just play one on the radio. If they find a polyp and they take it out, then that polyp won't become cancer. And that's the key. It's detection. It's keeping on top of this. It's doing it as often as your doctor says to do it. And we'll be talking to Dr. Fisher about some of the more serious side of all of this. But before we move on, do you guys know what they call a trucker who gets a colonoscopy?
No.
No.
That's a semicolon. what do you call a Secretary of State that gets a colonoscopy? Colin Powell.
Oh boy!
What do you call the son of America's most beloved actor getting a colonoscopy? Colin Hanks.
Andy,
a million of them.
Andy, you just won tickets to Jason Bonham at the Greek.
I'm sorry, I actually can't go that day. Can you give those tickets to somebody who can use them? Because
I'm used to it. Absolutely.
What were you saying?
I do have to say, though, he is so cute with his blue cap, and then he's got on a gown, and then he's covered in blankets, and then he has the headphones on over the cap, and that's he's just too cute.
All right, so there's two things I need to know. One, Andy has not eaten for 24 hours, and I did that as well. The moment we left my colonoscopy, we went to my request, Waffle House, and I ordered one of everything and ate all of it.
Wow. Yeah.
Have you already focused in on what you're going to eat?
Yeah. Afterwards, Jim's my nurse, and he tells me lots of spicy food and lots of alcohol immediately after. That's the thing that I... So jalapeno poppers for me for lunch is what I'm going for. They say that should just be...
Mild stuff,
and no greasy or spicy stuff afterwards. But yeah, I'm going somewhere. I'm eating something pretty soon.
So now Katie is going to be in with Andy when they give him the propofol. So we'll hear him go out, and then Katie has to leave the room. And then we're hoping that Katie can be with him when they bring him back, because there is such intense farting that's going to go on, and we're hoping to grab some of that.
We were
told, Andy, that you're going to talk with the doctor at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, hopefully here in like 10 minutes we'll talk to Dr. Fisher about some of the more serious aspect of this, and who knows, maybe we'll save a life today.
Very cool, Andy. Chin up, doing a good thing. You're taking one for the team, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right, we'll be back with Andy momentarily. Right now, I'm in the mood for some Miller. Make it Steve. This is Mark in the Morning. I'm not proud of it. So if you just joined us, Andy is getting a colonoscopy today. Katie, chick in the cheeks, is down there with him. That procedure is momentary. How? We just got over a weekend where really stupid people make really stupid decisions. An Oklahoma mom should have been celebrating her Mother's Day in another way, but instead she spent time at a police station. 28-year-old Haley Dawn Hampton left her 4-year-old daughter in the backseat of her car while she went into a bar for some drinks. Police were called to the scene after a bartender noticed the kid alone in the car. Hampton told the cops she went in the bar to pick up her boyfriend, but stayed there because her friends insisted she have some drinks. She claims she told her boyfriend to go outside and keep an eye on the daughter. He came back after a couple of minutes bored, so she stuck around for another hour until the cops arrived. She is in jail, and her child is with another family member.
At what point do you stop blaming peer pressure on your problems? Like, really? Like, they insisted you have a child in the car.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to bad decisions like that one, and her child deserves to be in the care of someone else who can take care of him. Mm-hmm. A Florida man with a vendetta acted out his revenge on the wrong target and landed himself in jail. Like the famous scene from The Big Lebowski, 22-year-old Ryan Smith was pissed at his friend, so he went over to the guy's house with a baseball bat and smashed up his car. The only problem was, it wasn't his friend's car, it was his neighbor's.
Awesome.
He's in jail.
Nice.
This is too good. You know, there's nothing like that ego taking control of your life, and then you go, what have I done?
It's another fresh new morning. Taco Bell.
Does everybody have the right to be a parent? Of course. Should they? No. Two geniuses give up serious doubt after they put their baby in a bicycle carriage, tethered it to the back of their moped, and drove to Taco Bell. The police officer couldn't believe what he just saw pass him, so he pulled him over. Not only did the baby's wagon have a flat tire, there were no safety reflectors on it, and it was connected to the moped with a nylon strap that was torn.
Oh, God.
Who is the driver, Ricky Bobby?
They have both been charged with child neglect, and the baby was handed over to their grandmother. The guy is also not allowed to have unsupervised visits with the baby.
That's probably for the best.
Shouldn't you have to have a license to be a parent at this point? I mean, yes. You have to have a license to drive. They might not even have had a license to drive since they were on a moped.
Well, there's a great line in the movie Parenthood, and it's by, I can't think of his name now, the actor. But he says, you have to have a license to get a dog, but any ass can be a parent.
Yep.
And it's true.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Absolutely. Looking to find out what is trending, here's Gina.
Well, always the hero, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, jumped into a pool fully clothed over the weekend to save a newly adopted puppy from drowning. It's my favorite thing. Justin Bieber surprised.
I heard him.
You're going to hate this, Andy. Justin Bieber surprised fans at an Indiana bar by playing drums for the crowd. And a Chinese game publisher has published a game called Cat Jenga that allows you to build epic towers of cats. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we talk to Caitlyn Jenner. But first, Andy, please say what you said earlier.
Give me a bomb and make it cherry.
This is Mark in the Morning.
Everybody is still talking about Caitlyn Jenner's very moving speech at the ESPYs as she accepted the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. We have Caitlyn on the phone to talk about it. Thank you for joining us, Caitlyn.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. You know, I was very excited to have my voice heard by the masses. And I just have to say, sorry, haters, Kate's not messing around.
But now, wait, haters, it seems like the vast majority of people are supportive of you, Caitlyn.
Well, and I couldn't be happier. And I love all of those who support me. You hear that, haters? You may be trying to destroy me and everything I hold dear, but I'm a survivor.
See, again, Caitlyn, I think you're overestimating the number of people who are supportive of you. Most people love you, Caitlyn.
And I love them, but I don't love the haters who want nothing more than to throw a brick through the car window I'm driving in with a hand-drawn picture of my arm being bitten off by a shark taped to it. Step aside, haters.
Who's wanting to do that to you, Caitlyn? You have countless supporters.
Oh, and I support them, unlike the haters who would just love to kidnap my French bulldog and train it to make knockoff handbags and sell them under an overpass in Echo Park. Talk to the hand haters.
Caitlyn, you are being paranoid. Anybody who may have been a hater was certainly convinced otherwise after hearing your very moving speech.
You know, and that moves me, Mark. They've got my back, and I've got theirs.
Good.
Unlike the haters, who I'm sure plan to break into my house and stand over my bed wearing a clown mask, whispering, I'm watching you sleep. Then, when I'm jolted out of my sweet slumber and I'm so startled that I pee in the bed, they want to point and laugh at me and call me Urinatelyn Jenner. Well, you need to get to stepping, haters. Quit sipping the hater egg, all right?
Caitlyn, that is enough. Everybody loves you. You are America's sweetheart. You're clear. Trying to create drama that simply isn't there. Maybe it's just because you were married to Chris for so long and your mind is trained to spin everything into something dramatic. But it's not necessary. You need to relax and enjoy the fact that you're bringing attention to a cause that is important to you.
Well, I guess I see your point, Mark.
Good.
And it was spoken like a true hater. Clearly, you want nothing more than to steal my gold medals, melt them down, mold them into a sledgehammer, and smash all of the mirrors in my walk-in closet, a.k.a. my glam room.
Thank you for calling, Caitlyn.
See you later, Caitlyn hater. I'm out, bitches.
Yeah, you have some lovely children and a lovely wife. You have a healthy bank account and had a healthy life, but you knew the day was coming. It was always meant to be. The doctor says it's time to have a colonoscopy. Oh, colonoscopy. A wonderful procedure, as everyone can see. Your number's up, it's time to take one for the team. It's right there on the schedule, a colonoscopy.
Well, Andrew is having his colonoscopy today. Andy does it because there is a history in his family, and that's why he does it on a fairly regular basis. And he has his doctor with him now. We turn things over to Andrew, who is wearing a gown and nothing else.
Yeah, and a smile. Yeah, is that the first time I'm here with my doctor, Dr. Fisher? Is that the first time you heard the colonoscopy song?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be in heavy rotation here at the Alameda Surgery Center. First of all, I want to say, before I talk to Dr. Fisher, this is my fifth colonoscopy, I believe. And wow. I've had all of them here at the Alameda Surgery Center. And if you're going to have one, these guys are great. Jim is the recovery nurse here. My first time in here, he didn't know me from Adam, but they were playing the sound in the back room, and it was a nice welcome back to the world. So these guys take good care of me. And this guy is taking care of me from the very beginning. It's Dr. Henry Fisher. Are you ready for game day?
I am.
See, now this is, it's a big deal for me because I do this once a year. How many colonoscopies do you do in a month?
Well, about 8 a morning. So
Jesus.
If you average it out 5 days a week, so. Wow.
So 40 of these a week.
About that, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. Well, I want to talk about, ever since I talked about doing this on the radio, so many people have posted on Facebook and social media and emails saying, thank you for doing this. I lost fill in the blank to colon cancer years ago, and if they had only gotten checked, those sorts of messages. And that's why I want to do this on the radio this morning, because it's really, in many cases, an easy cancer to avoid dying from if it's just detected early. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. It's the third most common cause of cancer. It is if you detect it early. Actually, not even the cancer. If you detect polyps early, that's the usual thing we find. We take them out. Person never gets cancer. So it's very important to do. But what people don't like is the preparation. And sorry, but we don't have a better answer for that. But the truth is, everybody gets through it, and they come in and they say the colonoscopy itself is rather easy.
Yeah, I don't remember a thing from any of my colonoscopies so far. Talk about my situation specifically, just as a cautionary tale here. I went to my general practitioner, my doctor, and I'm no names, won't throw anybody under the bus, but when I turned 40, I mentioned to him that I should have a colonoscopy, and he laughed at me. He said, there's no way. And I said, well, I have family history of it. And still, he was a little less enthused. He's like, all right, I'll give you some referrals if you're that interested in it. I was so unmotivated that I just went home and sat on those phone numbers for about 6 months. And then finally I said, you know what? I'm going to go in, because there have been some polyps in my family. My sister had one that wasn't benign. And I thought, you know what? I need to take care of my own health and take charge of my own health. So I'm going to call somebody up. And I call Dr. Fisher, and I come in. And you, off the bat, the first time, I believe, find 4 polyps.
Well, you had a number of polyps, and you have recurrent polyps. So we are following up on these things. We take them out, and we want to prevent you from ever getting cancer. And that's important. And I find with guys especially, it's actually their wives that push them. As they get into relationships and they have kids, all of a sudden they see the light and say, hey, wait a second here. If they're not over 50, if they're younger than 50, hey, someone told me, in the family, you're at increased risk. Now it's time to have it. It doesn't sink in until, their wives or someone else in the family pushes them to do it. So guys are a little bit stubborn, but...
Dr. Fisher, does Dr. Fisher have on headphones, Andy?
He does. There's a half-second delay, so yeah, just let him
finish. Okay.
He can hear you.
So, Dr. Fisher, the way that I'm understanding it, I had a colonoscopy, and I don't have to go back for a decade. They didn't find any polyps. So I'm assuming if you're in there and you see a polyp that, in your opinion, is dicey, you remove it at that moment. Is that correct?
If we see any polyp, we remove it because we don't know what it is until a pathologist looks at it under the microscope. But essentially everybody over the age of 50, the gold standard for looking for polyps or cancer is a colonoscopy. All cancer societies recommend that. So we go ahead and do these colonoscopies, and then we follow this up, and according to what we find, that's what your surveillance interval will be.
So if you're hearing this and you're one of those wives or one of those girlfriends and you're with a man who's 50 or you're with a man who's 40 and has a family history of it, nudge them. Yeah, you can call a gastroenterologist. That's what you are, right? Okay. Dr. Fisher is a great one to call. A digestive health consultant is his office. And I really appreciate them giving us all this transparency today and letting us come in here and really invade them for a change.
And not just for men, I assume. I mean, this is something that can affect
actually,
everybody.
Actually, women come in. They're the first ones to come in, actually. They usually follow up. And I don't know if it's their history, usually following up with their doctors, they're just more compliant with these recommendations. They come in usually around age 50, and they have the procedure, and they complain less about it. But, definitely, over age 50, men and women should have their first colonoscopy.
Dr. Fisher, when I did, because when you start drinking that stuff, you have not eaten solid food for 24 hours by the time you come out of your procedure. Now, I went to Waffle House and ordered everything that was on the menu and ate most of it. Is there, in your opinion, a number one place or a food that most people, after they've finished with your procedure, that they go to and eat?
Well, we don't recommend it, but the truth is, I think they go to Tommy's Big Boy. I have not frequented that place, but that's what everybody says.
You know what,
get right
doctor? That's a problem for their cardiologist, not you.
Yeah, that's true. That's not my issue.
It's a different discipline entirely. That's right. Well, guys, coming up in just a couple of minutes, my anesthesiologist is Dr. Levin. And he is going to give me the Michael Jackson drug. And it's going to knock me out, some propofol. And he's been very gracious, and he's going to let Katie go in there and listen to me go out.
Awesome.
I'm told by some in the medical profession, the medical disciplines, that sometimes confessions tumble out.
Yeah.
This gentlemen, if there's any other reason, this is why you don't have affairs, because this is when things like this come out. Sharon, I'm going to tell you right now, I've taken some office supplies, so I've admitted it. It's out there. But one last question before I let you guys go and we get prepped to go into the procedure. Dr. Fisher, you've seen a lot of the backsides of folks. Is it a lot of people come in? Do you ever think to yourself, for God's sakes, go down to CVS and buy a mirror and a little scissors? Is it?
Well, you do those extra squats, right, for the week prior to coming in. So I don't have those same ideas about your butt, but
I try to keep it toned for just such a purpose. Dr. Fisher, thank you so much for spending time with us. I really do think that maybe we might have saved a life, because I think that years ago you might have saved mine.
I agree. Thanks for coming.
Good stuff, Andrew. Momentarily, Chick in the Cheeks will go in with Andy, and we will all listen to him go out on propofol. Andy is getting his colonoscopy here on Mark in the Morning.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's
All right.
Wide World of Sports.
Now it's time for us to have a look at some sparks, and that, of course, is brought to you by the good folks at Frontier Toyota, and this fella right here on the line, it is Todd Donahoe. Morning, Todd.
Great morning to you, Andy. Let's talk a little baseball first off, okay? Yeah, the Dodgers beat the Angels 7-5. There you go. Peanuts and Cracker Jack and Scott Van Slyke.
You did say peanuts.
Peanuts.
Okay,
peanuts
gotcha.
And Cracker Jack.
That's a different story.
But we may do a little bit of something along those lines later on in this sports show, just so you know, okay? But anyway, the Dodgers beat the Angels. Dodgers 8.5 better than San Francisco now. They're in the playoffs. Angels struggling 5.5 back of the division lead, 3.5 back of a wild card with the Rangers. But Zach Greinke, 16-3 on the season with the win last night. Kershaw pitches tonight. And here's the great thing with the Mets. Matt Harvey, in his contract, has a limit that he only goes 180 innings this season because he's coming off of arm surgery, okay? Mm. But he's at 166 innings right now. And as you know, the Mets are fighting to get into the playoffs. They indeed may go to the playoffs. His agent, Scott Boras, says, hey, watch that innings. Don't forget he can't go with more than 180. Well, what are you supposed to do? You come to the playoffs, say, I can't pitch because I'm at my 180 limit. He's at 166 right now, and he is scheduled to pitch tonight.
14 more innings is all he's got.
I mean, come on. So, anyway, hey, big weekend in college football. You're darn right. Oh, my gosh, you play that Missouri fight song right now, baby, because the Tigers of Missouri beat Southeast Missouri State 34-3. But enough about Missouri. Ohio State last night, number one in the nation, 42-24 over Virginia Tech. So, I was 2-1 on my picks versus the spread last week. But the story, I think, for Southern California fans is – well, it's not necessarily – yes, it is the Bruins. There's the Bruin fight song, Josh Rosen, the true freshman.
How about
28,
it?
Unbelievable, 28 of 35, 351 yards, 3 touchdowns. UCLA beats Virginia 34-16. You couldn't have had a more impressive
– if you're
a more impressive debut as a true freshman.
Yeah, if you're a Bruins fan, you've got a smile pasted on your face still this week because they've got a great 4 years ahead of them.
Right, because you knew that you had almost every player back. All the starters back, except a quarterback that was so dominant for so many years there at UCLA. And now Josh Rosen's here. So if you're a Bruin fan, you're right. You're feeling absolutely spectacular. USC fans got to feel good, too. 55-6 over Arkansas State. So that was a very good start for USC as well. And one other thing. Now, have you seen this Kansas State band thing?
It's so funny.
Okay. So
and
Gina.
I'm a Jayhawk, and I think it's funny.
Andy, have you heard about this?
No.
The Kansas State band, okay, and Kansas State and Kansas arrivals, but the Kansas State band did a formation on the field, the marching band, where they showed the Jayhawk, which is the dreaded Jayhawk, Kansas Jayhawks.
Rock Chalk.
You know, their mascot, okay, that mythical bird or whatever it is, okay. And
a little more respect, please, Todd.
And then the band director said, well, that was like the Starship Enterprise shooting at the Jayhawk.
It doesn't look
like the Starship Enterprise. Andy, get ready on the dump button, okay, because I'm going to use two words that I've never used in 40 years of sports casting. It looked like male genitalia.
Well said.
All right.
Well done.
All right. So we can keep that in there.
Wait, Gina, am I right? The Jayhawk was endowed?
There's a formation of a Jayhawk and then formation of a spaceship. And it looks like it's shooting right toward the Jayhawk's beak.
Anyway, if you Google, look, folks, if you're listening out there,
it's really funny.
Just Google it. All you have to do is Google Kansas State band apology or something like that, and you'll see it, and you'll go, oh, my gosh.
I thought my Jayhawks had more of a sense of humor than that.
Hey, NFL now. Tim Tebow released. Yeah. He was released, and nobody's picked him up. You know, his NFL career may be over. Maybe he's back to the broadcast booth. He worked on SEC Network last year. But we'll have to wait and see. Johnny Manziel, though, back to throwing in practice. Remember, he was laying off because he had sore arm.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Griffin III, the backup quarterback now with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, now the third-string quarterback.
Well, okay, third. But that's what the
three stands for.
Well, and in a RG3. Sense, think about this. I just mentioned three Heisman Trophy quarterbacks. And none of them are doing particularly well in the NFL.
Crazy?
Doesn't always translate. Hey, U.S. Open tennis. The big match, of course, tonight. Women's quarterfinals. Serena Williams versus Venus Williams. And we'll see what happens. I mean, Serena versus Venus. Serena trying to win the Grand Slam. Does her sister stand in the way? We'll have to see tonight. And fourth round matches yesterday, Kevin Anderson upset number 3 Andy Murray, and Roger Federer, the second seed, took out the top American male, John Isner. And that's sports brought to you by Frontier Toyota in Valencia. They just had the big blowout Labor Day sale. My goodness, did they sell the cars? It's always a great time to buy, though, at Frontier Toyota in Valencia.
And while I'm talking to you, Todd, and speaking of Frontier, get your picks in now for the Slam, the Pro Football Slam with Sam. I've got my picks in already. I'm ready to go.
I've got my picks in too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, my picks are in too.
All right, Danny, do you have your picks in?
Mine are in.
All right.
And here's the deal, okay? I'm not very computer literate, but I was able to sit there and click on and do it, okay? Log in, do it. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
And there is a car to be won, a Corolla S that you, at the
yes,
end of
please.
All of this, we're going to have a winner each week. I believe it's concert tickets this week for, who is it? Is it AC/DC? Is that right?
You just sit back and be surprised.
Okay. So we've got concert tickets. We've got lovely prizes each week. And then at the end of it, a Frontier Toyota Corolla S. It's a great car. And of course, you get bragging rights each week. But see if you can do better than us guys who think we know something about football.
Right. So go online and enter. But don't forget the Pro Football Slam with Sam makes its debut this Thursday morning, right? 8:45.
That's right. Good. And 100.3 The Sound. Go to our website, and you'll find the directions to get to the Slam through there. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Todd.
I'll be here.
All right. Take care. More of Mark in the Morning on the way. This is Mark in the Morning.
What do you say we find out what's trending? Here is Miss Gina Grad.
Well, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert makes its debut tonight as he takes over for David Letterman. Michael Fassbender's portrayal of Steve Jobs has earned high praise from Apple mastermind Steve Wozniak. And here's what's trending in sports. Venus and Serena Williams will play each other today in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. Serena's 21 major titles and Venus's 7 speak to the kind of nail-biting match.
Williams is going to win.
Oh, what are you?
Nostradamus.
Really, you promise you're putting your money on Williams?
Yep.
Oh, look at you. Smart hedging money. Your bets. All right. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, remembering when Andy went under for his colonoscopy. But first, a little America. This is Mark in the Morning.
Welcome back in, Mark in the Morning. Chick in the Cheeks has entered into the room, the operating room. She is in there with Andy. She is in scrubs, rubber gloves. Katie, make sure we get a good picture of that.
Oh, we have.
So, Katie, what kind of drug are they about to give Andy?
They gave him some pre-juice, whatever that means, but we haven't put in the pro-ful-ful-ful-ful-ful.
Neither of those, Katie, can be the technical term. Here comes the pro-ful-ful-ful-ful right now.
We're going. All right. So ask. Give me a question.
No, ask Andy to do the preamble.
Do the preamble.
All right, yeah, come over here.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now. Katie, you look really beautiful right now.
Wow.
Like, I never realized how beautiful you look before now.
Thank you.
Like, I think maybe I have feelings for you that I've never said before. No, I'm just kidding. I don't feel anything yet. Well, it's starting to. Hey, look behind you. You see that TV screen?
Yeah.
That TV screen right there, it's going to show everything that the colonoscope, is that right?
That's right, colonoscope.
Yeah. Look at it right now. It's going to show my colon. It's not terribly exciting to the average viewer, but it's better than some NBC mid-season replacements.
Katie. Oh, still got the jokes firing off.
See everything. Oh, by the way, how do you know, Dr. Fisher, where the colon, the polyp is when you go in there? You have a marker?
Well, you have a marker. In yours, you have a recurrent in one ear, a tattoo. You have a tattoo that your wife will never see.
Okay. When you a little tramp stamp in my colon. When you go in there, could you augment it with AC plus
MT
plus MT for Mark Thompson, PLA or
forever.
Best Bins,
his
best
eyes
bins.
Are
Katie,
starting to roll.
Have
his
him
eyes
do the
are rolling.
Katie, have him do the preamble.
What's the preamble? We the people in order to form a perfect union.
All righty. He is going, and I'm leaving the room. Oh. All right. Bye, Andy.
Wait.
Love you.
My favorite was, what's the preamble?
And then he started singing it.
He was very Schoolhouse Rock at the end.
Oh, that was great. Look, I want to give props. Andy prepared with jokes and facts. Yeah. He even had one. That was great.
That was Katie, great.
Katie, now,
yes.
We don't know exactly how long the procedure is going to take, but we are in hopes to try to come back when they're waking him up and get some of that post-operative farting.
They said that it would be about 40 minutes, the procedure.
Okay, perfect.
All right, well, keep us posted. Katie, that was great. How many people were in the room with him?
Just me and the doctors, but I've got to say that was very entertaining to watch. I did see his behind just a little bit. Don't tell him because I don't want him to be embarrassed.
Yeah, no, just tell all of LA instead.
He was just adamant about no pictures.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't take. No. There was no. But I did see the camera that was going to go in and all of that. So, but that was very funny.
Well, Katie, good job. Keep us posted on when they're going to start bringing him out of it, okay?
All righty, I will.
Wait a second.
Now, I'm going to play this, and you're going to think that this is from the 80s. But David Hasselhoff has been hired. He got a job to fight evildoers, and he even rides a dinosaur in this new music video. The song is called True Survivor. The 80s icon, Hasselhoff, recorded for a new movie titled King Fury. The film was made with money raised on Kickstarter, and the former Baywatch Knight Rider star was the perfect choice to record this. So, Gina, the gift is not the song. The gift is when you're going to look up the video later today and watch, because it is David Hasselhoff at his Hasselhoffiest. So this is it. We're going to play a little bit of this. You're going to think this was recorded in the 80s. This was recorded yesterday. Roll it, Danny. He really does fit it perfectly. I don't know when the movie is based, but if you want to really enjoy yourself, find that video. I watched it 6 times this weekend.
I just found it. Yeah, there's much awesomeness going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime Hasselhoff puts his arms up in the victory pose and he rides a dinosaur, it's just all good stuff.
They love him in Germany. President I've ever been given.
So it is my gift to all of you, David Hasselhoff. And again, the name of the song is what, Gina, you got on the screen in front of you?
True Survivor.
True Survivor. Enjoy, Mr. Hasselhoff. A lot of people are still talking about the massive AshleyMadison.com hack, which exposed a ton of people as cheaters. We now have the founder of the site that helps people pursue extramarital affairs, Noel Biderman's on the phone. Thanks for calling, Noel.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. And I just want to assure everybody that the anonymity of our clients is extremely important to us. And fortunately, the breach has been resolved. So whether you're Joe Blow, John Doe, or Gary Flanagan from Yorba Linda, nobody will ever find out that you're on Ashley Madison trying to cheat on your wife.
Noel, that last one sounds like a real person.
Well, maybe he is and maybe he isn't. Thanks to the new safeguards we have in place, nobody will ever find out that Gary Flanagan from Yorba Linda likes girls with flat butts. He can't wait to cheat on his wife with a woman with virtually no booty whatsoever.
See, again, it really seems like you're still revealing information about your customers, this one customer specifically.
Nonsense. Now, we have all sorts of security checkpoints that one would have to go through to access a user's information. For example, Gary Flanagan from Yorba Linda would have to enter his username, flatbuttlover72. Then he'd have to enter his password, which is password 1, capital P. Then this is where we make it tough for the hackers. Gary Fitzgerald Flanagan, married father of 3, will have to enter his mother's maiden name, which is Patterson, and he would then re-enter his credit card number, which is 6422681833.
No, Noel, stop.
I'm not going to stop until you believe me when I say that our users are totally anonymous. I refuse to stop. Mm. Just like Gary Flanagan from Yorba Linda had difficulty stopping himself from reaching out to Cindy Tarrington from Garden Grove, who has the flattest butt you've ever seen. I'm talking two pancakes, Mark. Plus, she really likes to rub butter all over a dude's chest and shock his nipples with a cattle prod, which is precisely what Gary Flanagan from Yorba Linda likes. No, actually, he needs it. Otherwise, he has a lot of trouble performing, Mark. The cattle prods are crucial for Gary Flanagan from Yorba Linda, and nobody will ever find out thanks to our airtight security on AshleyMadison.com.
Wow, I really feel bad for Gary Flanagan from Yorba Linda.
I'm sorry, Mark. I don't know who that is. Wink.
You just said the word wink out loud.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Noel. Very much appreciated.
No problem, Mike. Yeah.
Okay, so this is fact, crap, or something in between. This comes from the gossip world. This is a combination of Star Magazine and the National Enquirer. So according to the National Enquirer, Cher is on her deathbed.
If I could turn back time.
What?
The legendary singer and actress Cher is fighting for her life, ravaged by a continuing illness and mired in a crippling depression that's cost her her will to live. One of the reasons is her disastrous D2K concert tour, which was plagued by infighting, lawsuits, and medical woes that left a devastated Cher canceling 29 of those shows. Fat crap or in between?
That's crap. We would know by now if Cher was on her deathbed. This wouldn't be the first we're hearing of it.
Yeah. Agreed. Linda saw the tour, said it was a fantastic show. Now, I don't doubt that they cancel some, and I don't exactly know why, but I'm not buying she's on her deathbed. No. I think maybe she's, you know, had an illness because I know for a fact she did, but I don't think deathbed. Mikey?
You are crap!
Crap, exactly. I saw the picture, and it looks completely Photoshopped. It's crap.
Danny, anything?
Yeah, garbage. Caca.
Jeremy Renner, who is the new, what was the action series that Matt Damon did?
Oh, Bourne Identity.
Okay.
The Bourne movies.
Jason Bourne. Jeremy Renner is the new one. He apparently is going through a divorce, being blackmailed by his wife. Jeremy apparently, and his wife has photographs, Jeremy sometimes wears makeup when he's not in front of the camera, and he has worn feminine clothing, and she's got photographs. Fact, crap, or somewhere in between?
I only say somewhere in between because I really want it to be true.
Mikey, Danny.
I say fact. He seems like a weird dude.
Wow. Danny.
Caca.
Priscilla Presley is a Scientologist, and apparently they sit down with someone, an auditor, they call them, to get clear. This is where they confess, I guess, all of the stuff they have to confess. Well, apparently, allegedly, Priscilla has been sleeping with her auditor, knocking boots, banging around, and she's in trouble with the church and with the auditor. Fat crap or somewhere in between?
That sounds fairly likely. Let's go with fact on that one. I don't think they would like that.
I'll join you on fact. Mikey, Danny?
I say crap because they're not allowed to tell people anything, right?
Right.
So how did that leak out?
I think in the words of the church, this would be blasphemous for an auditor to be sleeping with the person that they audited.
Mm. Yeah.
Danny?
Yeah, I agree with Mikey. Yeah, it's hush-hush.
Mary Tyler Moore at one point was leaked to an evil group headed by Charles Manson.
Sorry, you were saying?
That's it.
Oh.
Fact, I mean, crap.
Obviously, this is fact, right, guys?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Jessica Simpson is on a deadly binge of booze and pills, and they're going to put her in rehab.
Nah. I don't know too much about Jessica Simpson, but she's a mom. She's got a career going on. Leave her alone. I think she's fine.
Wholesome. Brit. Me.
It's your girl, Danny.
All right, the following stars reportedly stink. They smell of B.O. So I'll say the name. You say fact or crap. Matthew McConaughey.
Fact, but hot.
I'm going with it.
Fact.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Fact.
Fact.
I agree. I think she's a present-day hippie, and I don't think she believes in showers or deodorant. Oh, God. Mickey Rourke.
Oh, crap.
No, he's got to be. I think he's stinky.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fact.
Crap.
Christian Stewart.
Wait. Leonardo DiCaprio, isn't he all like all nature and doesn't wear deodorant?
Yeah, but he probably smells like magic.
Says he only showers a couple of days a week to conserve water.
Yeah.
Hmm. And he considers deodorant to be unnatural.
Oh, never mind, crap.
Smells like crack.
Yeah.
Butt crack.
Kanye West.
No. Smells good.
He would never allow it.
Yeah, he has a cologne line.
Smells like Yeezus.
Kristen Stewart.
Oh, no way. She's too hot to smell bad.
Really?
No, she smells.
Yeah. Really? Brad Pitt.
Guarantee. That's a fact. Steve.
I have heard from everybody that he smells. And lastly, Britney Spears.
No way.
She smells.
Like roses.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now. Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you, bastard! Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Well, welcome back in, Mark in the Morning. If you haven't heard this, this is pretty funny. A kid by the name of Denzel, I think he's 17 or 18, he was sitting in his room watching porn on his laptop. He hears his mother coming up the stairs. And at that time, the website froze. So he's got porn on his laptop and his mother is reaching for the doorknob. So, thinking swiftly, he tore his laptop apart so that the image would disappear from the screen.
Grandpa Mark, we've heard this story.
I know that.
There is an update. Oh,
Jesus.
Okay.
Jackie, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Jack. I said jokingly that she was pissy, so call. She came in here to bitch at me to stop telling people she's pissy, and she was pissy while telling me this.
Because you're portraying me that way, and I'm not even pissy. I'm nice. I'm fun-loving. I want to...
Yeah. You interrupted my story. I was updating everybody because there is an addendum, Jackie.
God.
Now,
I'm sorry,
back
but,
off.
But you are off this morning, so I just thought I would put you back on track.
I am not. Jackie, stop telling everybody
Gina?
I'm off.
Gina, yeah. Did you tell him what he did?
Yeah, and he, Grandpa misread a zero, a one for a zero. He meant 2019. He said 2009. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had his oatmeal. What do you want from me?
Wow. All right. So the kid tore his laptop apart. Mother didn't see the porn. Pornhub, which is a porn website, heard about it and they sent him a brand new PC. They said, quote, "We heard about your recent tragedy, so we're sending you a brand new PC awesome. For being such a loyal Pornhub fan."
Awesome. Wow. Wait, how old's the kid?
It doesn't say.
A teenager, I think.
18, yeah, Denzel 18. Is all there. They're not saying how old he is. Right. It says the tweet included a photograph of a new laptop covered in Pornhub decals. And let us learn about porn stars. The shelf life of porn stars is measured basically in dog years. 4 years is the average, especially for the women. It is extremely competitive and challenging to remain relevant. The average turnaround time in the business is 3 months. Wow. For most women, it is too emotionally, physically, and psychologically intense. Now, I saw a documentary on porn. And there's two basic kinds of women. There are women like Linda Lovelace, who later in life claimed that she was drugged and forced to do some of the. And then there were the other women who said, look, I knew exactly what I was getting into. I met some wonderful people. Some of my best friends were from those days. It gave me a wonderful lifestyle. I enjoyed every moment that I was involved in it.
Right. But you can definitely see, I'm sure, how it would be more psychologically, let's say, damaging to women than to men.
Yeah. But I also think that there's certain women. I mean, I've seen women in porn do things that are unthinkable.
It's probably more physically damaging.
Yeah. And then there are other women. They have a line. I don't do that. I don't do that. You know, so maybe that keeps you alive. And then lastly, consent and age are a big deal. While there are sleazy operators out there, most of people in the porn industry are professionals. They are compassionate and they do everything by the book. All right, so here's weird. A 12-acre lake in Colorado, which had no goldfish, because goldfish are not indigenous to this lake.
To lakes.
People would buy goldfish at the mall, got tired of them, dumped them in the lake. Now, there are hundreds of thousands of goldfish in this lake. So, they are harmful to the aquatic ecosystem, these goldfish.
Yeah.
Why?
So, they've got two choices. They can either drain the lake or electronically paralyze the fish.
Oh, that's terrible. No.
Come on.
Well, look, they can't stay there. They are bad for the ecosystem. They have to go away. However, they are going to use the dead, rotting fish for bird food.
Oh, was that supposed to be the upside to this story? And aren't they only indigenous to, like, baggies at a circus?
Mikey, let's just quickly check in with Katie and Corey and see what's up with Andrew. Katie, are you there?
I am. I'm with Andy. Andy, talking to the mic, do you have anything to say?
I'm waking up from colonoscopy land. Uh-huh. Are we on the radio?
We are on the radio right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I can't wait. You can't,
Katie,
wait? What can't you wait for?
I can't wait to have some jalapenos and some red hot jawbreakers.
What?
And
Katie.
Hey, Andy, I love you.
Gina, wait.
Yes, Andy, I'm here.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
What's your name again?
Katie.
Who do you want to talk to? You want to talk to Katie?
No, you're Katie. You're Katie.
Katie. I'm Katie.
Katie.
Yes.
Did we have sex?
We did not.
Okay. That was something else going on. Okay.
I don't have any regrets, but it's feeling like you do.
Wait, this is on the radio?
It may be a little bit on the radio, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you stroke my hand like you were doing beforehand?
Yes. Oh,
here. Here, hold
the loving side of Andy.
Hey, Katie.
Yes.
Has he been farting?
No.
Hold on.
Do you have it? Here.
Yep, I got
okay.
It.
I'm going to tickle your hand now like I was before.
See, this feels nice.
Yep.
It's like I'm waking up in a little Andy heaven.
Hey,
so that you know, Mikey has his thumb on the delay button, not knowing.
Lower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go a little lower.
Whoa.
Lower? A little right there.
Oh, okay. Is that
okay, yeah, stop right there. And then I want you to scratch my palm really good. Scratch it really good. Oh, yeah, it tickles. Oh, that's good.
All right.
Katie, you're doing the Lord's work right now.
He's feeling good about it.
Hey, do you know what I realized?
What?
The greatest thing about today?
Yeah.
Maybe we saved some lives.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe we got people motivated to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest thing of all today is that this, I don't have to claim this as a sick day because I was on the radio. So suck that, Sharon.
There you go. Oh, Sharon.
Suck it.
And his eyes are starting to open some now.
Oh, my God. I feel like I just had a short nap.
Uh-huh.
But,
I'm Katie.
Had to do
I don't
find
think
your
he has on
joke
headphones.
It had to be done.
He forgot where he was.
It's scrub time. We have to get out of here and get cleaned up.
All right. Well, Katie, then, you and Andrew, make sure he's
hey,
all
look,
good.
It's John.
And we'll play
John's
this for him tomorrow morning. He's just going to keep
here
talking.
But there'll be a delay, so he's waiting for it. It was pretty good. Felt pretty good.
Yeah. So we'll leave them here.
Feels like it was 9 hours and 20 minutes. How long was it?
It was only like 15 minutes, if that.
You know, really? Katie should stay with him all day and just have him do a show.
All right, like there is more Mark in the Morning right around the corner. Remain where you are. What do you say we find out what's trending? Here is Miss Gina Gray.
Well, a porn app on Android called Adult Player may be taking photos of users without their permission. Be careful of that if you have that on your phone. Amazon will be releasing a $50 tablet as it struggles to sell pricier devices. And singer Sam Smith will be the first British male solo artist to sing a Bond theme in 50 years. I'm Gina Gray. That's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Foghat.
We have reached the end of our journey, and we toss the baton to Uncle Joe, who's got the 10 at 10. What's up today?
That's so much more poetic than Mark.
I know.
Thank you, Andrew.
We're getting out of here. You're not. What are you doing?
Sounds 10 to 10 today, supported by Flex Alert. If state officials call a Flex Alert this summer, remember to turn off all unnecessary lights. Tips at flexalert.org. Today, we're featuring the year that Darth Vader died. Ooh. And MASH went away. Oh, 1983 is the year. Whoa, nice. 10 to 10 coming up.
I am your uncle.
Hey, do you have your picks in? Quick, do you have your picks in?
I have my picks ready and set. And I have a very secret method for getting. Should I tell them? I see whatever you are choosing, and
you do
I
the
make
opposite.
Sure
that's
nice.
A good idea. That's
I think
idea.
I think we all have our picks
I think
in.
All of us have our picks in. You got to get your picks in too for the chance to win a car from Frontier Toyota. All the details are on now at thesoundla.com. Look for the Pro Football Slam with Sam, and you'll find all the details. But get your picks in.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. Speaking of awesome, we have Mr. Christian Hand in tomorrow, dissecting another amazing piece of music. Do not miss it.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.